It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Islamabad.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington. American officials here are straining to help Pakistan win its fight against militant groups like the Taliban. Some militants complicate the U.S. war in Afghanistan.
Other militants threaten the government here in Pakistan, a country of vital interest to the United States. And in this part of the program, we'll visit one scene of Pakistan's war. Pakistan's army has repeatedly driven the Taliban out of tribal zones near the border with Afghanistan, but the militants will not stay beaten. We glimpsed the problem when we visited Charsada, a district just along the edge of Pakistan's tribal region. We strolled in a 19th-century brick fort with Usman Ijaz, a law enforcement official. He says the soldiers who stayed in this fort once included Winston Churchill, who was then a young British Army officer.
In 1897, a British campaign came here for the tribals from Mohmand Agency. There was an uprising in Mohmand Agency.
Which maybe is something to understand about this region. If there was a tribal uprising in 1897, and here you are today, and it's a kind of tribal uprising again.
It was this tribal area is always problematic.
Can I just mention there are peacocks strolling past us as we stand on this lawn here? Isn't it strange to have such a peaceful-looking spot and you're in the middle, really, of a war?
Things look normal, and we try to behave normal, but things are not that normal.
This old fort is now the heart of a sprawling training base for the Frontier Constabulary. That's a paramilitary force recruited among the local ethnic Pashtun tribes. They carry Kalashnikov rifles and rocket-propelled grenades. They are supposed to keep order when a situation grows too violent for the police. On May 12, several hundred police recruits went to the gate. They were going on leave. As they were boarding buses, a motorcycle rider was rolling toward them down the street. Usman Ijaz took us through the black steel gate to show us what happened next. We're standing along this busy street here. It's a busy bazaar area, market area, two-story buildings, one-story buildings, a lot of cars. And behind us is the gate of the Frontier Constabulary Post, a couple of guard towers. What happened here last month?
Last month when some of our recruits, they were boarding the vehicles, a motorcycle rider blew himself up right next to their vehicles. And it killed many people, around 10 to 15 people.
Other people were wounded, and as constables rushed to the gate to help, a second attacker was watching.
The second bomber presumably came from that alley of that plaza, and he blew himself up right inside the mob which was trying to rescue the people and the injured.
Came from between these two buildings and blew himself up where we're standing here, and they're over in the concrete walls have a bunch of pockmarks all over them. Those are like ball bearings. Oh, they fill the bomb with ball bearings so that it injures more people.
Exactly.
The Taliban described the attack as revenge for the killing of Osama bin Laden. The base commander, Irshad Alam, says the double bombing killed 79 people.
It was very strange for us because the recruits were lying just like sheep and goats. I was picking them up with my own hands.
Irshad is a veteran of 29 years, his beard flecked with gray. But for all of his experience, the bombing threw him into a depression.
That day my heart was strong, because if it wasn't, the other recruits would be demoralized. The next day, I felt really bad. For the next 18 days, I felt bad.
He told us he was feeling better. But as he spoke, the lines began to deepen around his eyes, and his face contorted. He said the image kept replaying in front of my eyes. Do you need to take a minute, sir? He stepped out of the room, returning a few minutes later.
Why are our children being killed? What mistake have we made? Maybe it's punishment from God because our behavior hasn't been very good.
This area became more secure after Pakistan's regular army deployed in the province in 2009, but militants keep filtering back. Since the bombing, the frontier constables are not even sure about the people in the bazaar right outside their gate. The constables alone are not enough to provide security. Regular army units have had to remain in the district for years. Usman Ajaz says it is hard for the army to find the manpower to be everywhere at once.
They clear one area, they go to the other area. We have to do a whole lot of operation once at a time and guarding the Afghan border properly. We have to push them and they have to stop them. And then we have to crush them in between.
Pakistani troops have sometimes had to clear an area again and again. The region's regular army commander is General Asif Yassin Malik, who met with us in the city of Peshawar.
How do you know when you have won the war? What defines victory?
Okay, first of all, let's not call victory. I think we'll use the word success. You know, there's no such thing as victory. Absolute victory is a dream, I think. It's always relative.
His goal is to establish enough security that civilian officials can work to build infrastructure and encourage development.
Double cage. This is also this. Okay? Ejection slot.
Ejection slot.
Ejection slot.
Ejection slot.
After the bombing at the Frontier Constabulary Base, the surviving recruits were sent out to their new units. More recruits arrived for their six-month training course, along with experienced paramilitary troops. The veterans got a refresher course in how to disassemble their weapons. An officer repeated the names of the parts of a rifle spread out on the ground.
Trigger guard group.
Trigger guard group.
Trigger.
Trigger.
These men come from a variety of Pashtun tribes with names like Masood or Yusufzai. Tribal loyalty is so strong that the constabulary units are divided by tribe. Usman Ajaz says the men are not forced to fight against their own tribe.
Sometimes there must be a man on your force who his brother or his cousin or his relative is fighting
with the
militants. Happens. That must happen.
Yes.
Are there some men who struggle with divided loyalties?
Yes, they are facing this problem, and in some at some point it helps them.
If a family has a son in the security services, it helps to have another with the militants. Otherwise, the militants might threaten or kill the family.
Wait a minute. So it's better to have one brother in the Frontier Constabulary and another brother in the militants?
That's what they think.
On a dusty parade ground at this base, we met a Pashtun tribesman without this advantage. Anayatullah is a member of the Masood tribe, some of whose leaders have been at the heart of the rebellion. Still, he's serving in this paramilitary force, as he has for 24 years. He says his family in the tribal zone of South Waziristan faced so many threats they had to move. Everyone we've met here thinks the war could take years to resolve. It's midday now and brutally hot, but the paramilitary troops stage a parade in their charcoal-colored uniforms. Rifles held in front of them, they move at double speed. And as they march, they begin to disappear in a cloud of dust. Watching the order and the ceremony of this exercise, you could almost forget the ugliness of the war that awaits outside the gates.
Steve Inskeep reporting from Pakistan. Tomorrow, we'll ask a Pakistani general why his country hasn't stopped a network of militants who strike Afghanistan.